Gemara says that Me'ilah is a gzeirah shav a chet chet mitruma. The Pella is frekta pnei Yeshua. How does a gzeirah shav a chet chet mitruma teach me that yesh liyach advar aveira by Me'ilah? Hare, be'emes, we're going with the hanacha that ain't shliach advar aveira. This might be a gzeirah sakosov learned out from shchutei chutz. It might be a gzeirah sakosov from shleisha ksuv mabam ke'echad, which we haven't discussed yet, but it's there. And if there's a gzeirah sakosov that ain't shliach advar aveira, so you need a makar, then Me'ilah should be an exception to the rule. What's the exception? Because there's a gezeirah shava from Truma. But Truma's not an Aveira. Truma's not an Aveira. What's the sprach? What's Tutzach, though? Hazei frekta p'nei Yeshua. There's also another Ha'ara. If you learn that the Yesoid of Ein Shliach Advar Aveira is because of Divrei Rav, the Divrei Talmud, we're going to go through the various svaris of Divrei Rav. But we know Divrei Rav, if you actually approach the Svara, there might in fact be oifan where it doesn't apply. If the Svara is, I didn't think he would listen to me, or he shouldn't have listened to me, he's doing it al pitzivuya atzmoi, not because the Bar Yerlim said that, all those Svaras we discussed, there might be instances where that doesn't apply. Shoy yig mummer of the chule. But more than that, there's a bomb kasha. This we dealt with the drop yesterday. But Vaidus, so what would it mean? Me'ilah is an exception to the rule. Me'ilah, tvicho, mechirosh, mechaziyat. What do you mean it's an exception to the rule? But Divrei Rav and Divrei Adam and Divrei Mishayman, he's not connected. On that we said a taich, we said a vart yesterday, Divrei Rav and Divrei Adam and Divrei Mishayman is a taich that where shlichus is an interaction I did because you told me and therefore I'm connected to you, I'm your maisa, your pa'ula, your puppet, your the arithmet, because I'm doing based on what you told me. Your Divrei Rav says, hey, you're not connected to what you told me, you didn't think I would listen to you, I shouldn't have listened to you, all those things. But that doesn't mean it's an absolute cutoff that it's not possible. The nusach we use in this, you have to almost appreciate, it's a mirror nusach and a kudin lomdus. It's a shvachar shlichus. Because of these svaras, it's a shvachar shlichus. Okay? The chiddush by me'ilah shlichus, yad, by these things is, these are exceptions to the rule that even a shvachar shlichus is able to be. Oh, but how could you learn that from Truma? Pnei Yeshua says a dover chiddush ma'oid. He says that the emes is, divrei rav doesn't apply over here. By Me'ilah. We're going to soon go into Rabbi say we have to still do the Shagig, 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 Mezid, Mezid, Shagig, Mezid, Mezid chart. I'm going to go through it slowly and set it up. But truth be said, says the Bnei Yeshua, you want genuine Divrei Rav? You know what a genuine case of Divrei Rav would be by Me'ilah? Where Ruvain, the Mezid, took out Hekdesh money. And the Mezid told Shimon, here's some Hekdesh money, go buy a coat. And of course, Shimon buys a coat, not sushi, because then it would be a whole different thing that it's not. I don't want to talk about that. And then they would say, oh, he shouldn't have done a Divrei Rav. But that's ultimately not the case here, because then there's no shaykhis, because Me'ilah is by shaykhis, so what's going on? Says the Pnei Yeshua, catch on. When our Gemara says Divrei Rav, a Divrei Talmud, a Divrei Mishayman, it doesn't mean the algemeine concept of Divrei Rav, of Savar Shalai Yishvalai, Loi Hayo, Loi Lasais, Harei Hukaisa Me'elah, Ain connection, shvacha connection, it doesn't mean any of that. All it means is something else now. First, in the Bnei Yeshua, he says this. It means it's a pircha. Hare, if you would want to suggest, we're at the beginning of the sugi, you know, we're throwing at the island, shleishik zuz maboyim ke'echad, mi'ilu, shlichas yad, fichim achira. We haven't even done none of that yet. In our world, where's the makar for shlichas, potentially for anywhere? Gittin, truma, kachin, pesach. If there's a pircha, fine. The Gemara means, you want to learn out that by Averis also there should be shlichas? That, just like Truma, Gittin, and Kachem have shlichas, okay, Averis should also have shlichas. Ritzicha, Hezek, Chilul Shabbos, I don't know, any Averis. You know what? You know what, says the Gemara? And it's not a shloish yiksuv ma'boam kechadein melamdin, because we have a tzrichasa for Gittin, Truma, and Pesach. But you know what? There's a pircha. Mal Truma, Gittin, u'Pesach. That over there, there's not a Rav telling you not to do it. But over here, by Aveira, hovering over you, is that there's a Rav telling you not to do it. Not that a mamash applies here, maize, it's shaggy. I don't mean the ultimate of Divrei Rav. But for a pircha, on its side of shove, it applies. And even by shaggy, where really there is no Divrei Rav, but the concept of Aveira of Divrei Rav, and it's a pircha, says the Pnei Yeshua. If it's a pircha, you know what could save the day? I won't learn it out from a tzad shava. I'll learn it out from a gezer shava. From Shomer. On a gezer shava, you're not going to knock me with a pircha.
And that's the answer to the kasha. Everyone's saying, Gval, but Truma is not an Aveira. How in Truma can you see, wow, that we override? That was lashon yesterday, the Divrei Rav. We're not overriding. We're not. There's no Divrei Rav here applicable anyways. It's Shoygig, Shoygig, and there's no Divrei Rav. In our Gemara, Divrei Rav, Sach HaKol meant a Pircha. A Pircha? A Pircha, and it's not a Shava. But if it's a Gzeira Shava, you're good to go. And that's an answer. There's a Gzeira Shava from Truma. Wow. Put that Pnei Shu on the side. I want to talk about another Nakuda. I grabbed this to a Shaila. What would be, in the Ha'oris from Rabbi Yasha declares this, what would be if a person made a Shliach to do Truma, but grabbed in the Shlichus that he made to do the Truma, it was an Aveira. He was told him to be Torim in Haroa La'yofa, which you're not supposed to. He told him to do it on an Oifen when there's Mi'ila, or there's some kind of an Aveira when he's doing the Shlichus. He has it to say that Yesh Shliach Rivar Aveira by Truma related Aveiras. Even though in Kol HaTorah Kula, what's the din of Shlichus Rivar Aveira? My most cases, except for the few exceptions to the rule. Ain't Shlichus Rivar Aveira. What's the exceptions to the rule? Mi'ila. Shlichus Yad and Shlichus Mechira. Kler Zabal Yashav, maybe Truma is also an exception to the rule. Why? Gzeir Shava, Chet Chet, Mi'ila. The Gzeir Shava goes two ways. So maybe Truma, you could also have Avera-related issues in the Truma. Maybe you can get the Avera. Maybe it would be the game that some say this question of yesterday was Zohar sending a Truma, Kohen to eat the Truma. I don't know if I want to go there. Again, we will, but not right now. But that would be an interesting Nakuda.
It's not a Shlichus, I like the Truma.
Yeah, but it was part of the package. It was part of the package. And then we're going to talk about when a part of the package falls through. I'm prompting you for that also. One last Ta'aris from the Turi Evan. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Gilgan Ashas earlier in Memalef was already mitzayin this Turi Evan. The Turi Evan, I think, was misquoted, so I want to talk a say with a knesh. The Gemara earlier had said that what's the three makairis for shlichos? Gittin, together with kedushin. Kedushin has a hekesh, but kedushin is not its own makar. Gittin, v'shilach v'shilcha. Karben Pesach had v'shachat ukol asadas esrog. Frek the Gemara, atem lomoli. The Gemara even went through the whole game. It said the other two chadam itarti wouldn't work out. There would be a pircha. Kachim, Machshava, things would happen. But specifically, and focused on, if the Torah would have said, Rachmana Omar, Shlichus by Gittin, and Rachmana Omar, Shlichus by Karban Pesach, you would in fact, the Gemara says, nostalgia. The Gemara says, you would know Truma. And the Gemara says, Hakanami, you talk right. So what do you need Atam for? Old Machlaikis. To tell you Shlichus by Truma, in order to know about the din of Atam B'nai Bris. Frack the Turi Evan. You know what the din would be if the Torah only said Shlichus by Gittin and Karban Pesach? Would you be able to learn that Shlichus by all other kind of things from Gittin and Karban Pesach? Yeah, that's what the Gemara says, Hakanami. There's one place where you wouldn't know Shlichus. Avada Gittin and Karban Pesach would teach you to a host of various other Rabmitzkas and things and Haloisin. You know the one thing that wouldn't have Shlichus? One second. Would Averis have Shlichus? Averis don't have Shlichus. Ain't Shlichus Dvar Averis. So you know what else wouldn't have Shlichus? Truma. You know why Truma wouldn't have Shlichus? Even though Gittin has Shlichus, Karban Pesach has Shlichus, and that's a legit Sarah Shavit to make a long list of 17 other things that have Shlichus. You know what wouldn't have Shlichus? Truma. You know why Truma wouldn't have Shlichus? Because you have a Gzerah Shava. Chet, Chet, Mi Me'ila. Just like Me'ila doesn't have Shlichus, also Truma doesn't.
That's what the
Turi Evan says. Which Gemara? Yeah, he's asking as a kasha. That's where Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin is. Yeah, he's asking. That's where Rabbi Kivegas Mitzayin is. That's where the Gilyan Ashas is Mitzayin. Atam Lomali, Turi Evan. He says, Lomali, I know why you need Atam by Truma. If you didn't have. It's good. If you didn't have. If you didn't have. It's good. You said you want a cup. I said it's good. If you didn't have Atam. Then fakert, then you wouldn't know shlichus by truma because you would implement zereshav chet chet mi meila. That just like meila doesn't have shlichus, also truma doesn't.
Why do you learn out truma from Karban Pesach or whatever it is? You still have the parsha of shlichus.
Oh, because if you have a dilemma to learn out that there should be shlichus from truma, from a tzara shoveh and a zereshavah that says you shouldn't, which one is more powerful? If you have a dilemma between learning out Truma from a Tzara Shoveh that it should have Shlichus, or a Gzeira Shoveh that it shouldn't, which one would give deference to? Gzeira Shoveh is more powerful. It would override.
What do you need the Gzeira Shoveh?
To teach you that there's no Shlichus by Truma.
to teach you that the lahachis, to teach you that there's no shlichus by truma.
Really, because then we wouldn't have b'nei bris.
And then we wouldn't have b'nei bris, which is what the Gemara says anyway. But I want to add one more, if I'm confusing the Olam already, is like this. You know why you need atem by truma? To teach you shlichus by ne'ilah. Because let me ask you, and maybe this is nichla on what you were trying to hint. If I would know shlichus by truma, but not from its own source, only from its adashav of Gittin and Pesach, would I still be able to make Xerah Shavit to Me'ilah, that just like Truma has Shlichus, also Me'ilah has Shlichus? Or only because Truma has its own built-in legit Shlichus of Aten, does it get Xerah Shavit verb to Me'ilah? And then that would be another reason why you need Aten by Truma. Now that doesn't finish the list of...
What? Don't double
Xerah Shavit's work. It's a Gemara in Ezel Mekayim and Shalzvachim that handles the Gedorim. When you do a Dover Hanil Mechayzim Anilma, there's a lot of Gedorim, but they're called by Kachin, it's different. And well, Me'ilah is kachem, a little bit, sort of, and Pesach is kachem. So I don't know. I mean, loy chaser, why you need atem? If you remember, the Gemara says, why do you need atem to teach you that bnei bris? But we said you need atem for a lot of other things. You need atem to teach you the masses binyamin chiddush that a guy can be a shliach for a guy. You need atem to teach you that a katan can't be a shliach like some rishonim. You need atem to teach you that a mumer can't be a shliach even though he is a b'tayrish truma. So Lo chaser things for Atem, but I think we veered off enough on that. I'm going now right back to Me'ilah. We ended off yesterday with a geshmaka chart set up for the sugya. I want to start from a different angle. Is the Olam aware, Me'ilah, one way of doing Me'ilah is you take money of Hekdesh. How are you moil in Hekdesh with money? You touch it? You wave it? You eat it? What do you do with money? You spend it. You make a transaction. You buy something. And by the transaction is when it's moil. And by the way, it goes out l'chulin. The thing you buy becomes kaddish. The money goes l'chulin. And we say, you hire a carbon. You're carbon chaymish for Hashem. What?
The second you look at it, it's your own
time. But you're not moil. That's not me'ilah. Now, I'm not giving a crash course in me'ilah. But there are other kinds of me'ilah by food, eating. Eating something could be me'ilah. Or ne'ne from something. Ne'ne could be sai when you're mechala it, and also not. Now, maybe even as a hakdama, the Gemara in Eilah, yesterday's Mar Mekayim, says a fascinating thing. If you send a katan, a chayre shaykh of a katan to do me'ilah, you send them to eat something or use something, there's also me'ilah. And the Gemara asks, it was in yesterday's Mar Mekayim, I ain't shlichus l'chayre shaykh of a katan. How can you tell me there's me'ilah by a chayre shaykh of a katan? V'alav b'nei shlichus ninu. And the Gemara says, havali kemitan shal zeisim. As the Rishonim, the Gemara says, the Avdin Shlichusayu, and I'll explain. The Gemara says, Shlichus by Me'ilah, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different setup. As long as your objective was done, you don't need Shlichus. It could be a Cheresh, Shaita, Katan, a monkey. The Gemara gives other examples. You need to put an Erev Tchumin somewhere. You could have a monkey or a pill, put it there. As long as it's done, the objective was done. Reminder, it's important. This is called Avdin Shlichusayu. My objective was executed, but it's not real Shlichus. What? I don't. That's a good question. You can ask it by a lot of cases. Is it shlichus? I'd like that. Is that? Let's stick to me'ilah. It's excellent. You can ask when doesn't avdin shlichusai work? You know what? Let me tell you when avdin shlichusai doesn't work. What's the me'ilah we're talking about in our sugya? When you took the money and you told someone to go buy a coat. Reuven took the money out of the drawer. We're going to soon see. Was he or Shai Gugur Amazit? He told Shimon to go buy a coat. That me'ilah of transaction could be by a cheresh shaita v'katan. Avdin shlichusai. No. Because this is not Jimmy 66 over here. This is not... A katan can't make a transaction. When we say that a katan can have shlichus by me'ilah, it's by specific me'ilahs of just hano or a pula. Someone said it could be for the transaction. He's delivering the money to the store. Then the chenven, he's doing the... I don't know. What? The Nesivus that we did look up yet or not? Which one was Nesivus? That I said or that's tomorrow's Mar Mekayim? Which one? No, because there's a Nesivus in tomorrow's Mar Mekayim. It's not one second. Could be I said it already. Nesivus, on the side. Bear in mind this Nakuda, that by Me'ilah, you could have Me'ilah even by Cheir Shoyt Bekatan using a mechanism of Avdin Shlichusayu. But our sugya was not. Our sugya was when we're talking, you're making a transaction. Now, straight to our point, in our sugya, the Gemara says, Reuven sends Shimon to buy a coat. And Shimon does. Asa shlichusai, who's mayol? Who's mayol, you ask? Let's quickly set up the four options. Shaygig, mazit, all that jazz. Now, working our way from the bottom. Mazit. Let's see if we have this straight. Mazed, mazed. Reuven knows that it's Hekdesh, and so does Shimon. Reuven told him, they both know for us. Reuven knowingly takes Hekdesh money, gives it to Shimon, and Shimon goes and buys a coat. Who's Moel? The Chenveni. When? Later on, when he buys lunch.
Right after the prophets.
He gave a coat for that. He didn't gain anything. Oh, he sold the coat for free. So we'll have to discuss it. We'll have to discuss it. We have to know when the Chenveni is Moel. Mazed, mazed, the Chenveni is Moel. Mazed Shoigig. Mazed Shoigig. Reuven knows it's Hekdesh. Shimon doesn't. By the way, ask yourself a question. He always knew or he remembered he was Nizkar? Might be important. But first of all, what's the din? Who's Moel? Gemara Daf Nun. The Shliach. Why not Reuven, the Mishaleach? So Rashi on Daf Nun says, because he's amazed. You can't be Moel when you're amazed. Rashi and Chagiga Daf Yud says, the reason is because he says it wasn't amazed in the beginning, it was Nizgar. And he says, when you were Nizgar, you mevatel the Shliach. Fascinating reason, but why do you need it? And what would be if you were amazed mitchila, so you don't have that reason? L'chari, you still have the reason that you can't plunk a me'il on amazed. I want to deal with that Sfir and Rashi. We're going to do a lot of things today. I want to also, among other things, deal with that Sfir and Rashi and explain, it's going to be a phenomenon, why you need both. Why you also need the fact that Reuven's mevatel l'shlichus, and also the fact that you can't plunk a me'ila on amazed. Now you're thinking, why do I need both reasons? I'm going to get there. Now, shoygig mazed. Shoygig mazed, or as Tosis calls Nizkar, that's the main zog of Tosis. He says, that's the case where you say Shlichus by Me'ila. And even though Shimon was amazed, but Chasam Sofer style, you take that whole thing and plunk it on the original guy, and he's going to get Me'ila for being B'shoygig. And over there, there's no Divrei Arav. And that's the case that needs the special Chiddush of Divrei Arav, of Shlichus by Me'ila. But, filling our way to the top of the thing, Shoygig, Shoygig, what's the din? Shoygig, Shoygig, Avada the Mishaleach gets Me'ila, but Tosis, the kash is, you don't need the special Chiddush of Yeh Shlichus bin Me'ila, Gezei Rishava, Chet, Chet, Mitruma, to tell you such a Meir de Gezach. Haray, if Reuven was a Shoygig and Shimon was a Shoygig, and Sabar Shigish Malay, the Hoyaloy Lishmaya, and everything is innocent, just code investment transaction things, so what's the problem? Avada the Shlichus. People get confused. Where would be the Makar for the Shlichus? Git and Shruma and Kachim. Algemeine Shlichus. Classic Shlichus. Averis also could have classic Shlichus if they avoid Divrei Harav. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says in the Chanami, you don't need the Chiddush of Shlichus being Me'ila by Shoygig Shoygig. Where do you need the Chiddush of Shlichus being Me'ila? By Shoygig Mazed. Now, what are we going to do with Rashi? Rashi on Daf Nun says not like that. Rashi on Daf Nun says, by Mazed Shoygig, when the Shliach smiled, Rashi says, yeah, that's because he was amazing. But if it would have been Shoygig, Shoygig, says Rashi, Meferish, then there would be Shlichus, because there's a special Kiddush by Me'ila. As I stand in Rashi and the Flun, why do you need a special Kiddush of Me'ila and the Flun? What happened to the regular din of Shlichus? One option is to say that Rashi holds that it's a Gzeres HaKos of Ein Shlichus V'Aravera without any reasons at all. The Me'iri says a different shot. The Me'iri put on yesterday's Mar Makaymas. The Me'iri says in those days there was awareness about Hekdesh. People knew anytime you touch money, it might be Hekdesh. It was flowing around all over the place. And not mamish painstakingly being levar in advance. It's never mamish shaygig. Careful now, I'm going to be very careful. For the rules of Divrei Arav, you didn't make the cut. You're a little bit not beseder. And there will be Divrei Arav. Hoyaloy levar ar yoyse. For the world of Me'ila, there's a different level. It's called shaygig still for Me'ila. Kids, we put off a thing. You could be shaygig for Me'ila And there will be Me'ila because Reuven was a Shoygig and Shimon was a Shoygig, but it does apply Divrei Harav even by Shoygig Shoygig. He should have the level of you should have checked things out. The demand of that on the Divrei Harav front is not the same as for the Me'ila front. You know, B'daimel, I saw them in Cheschinach. He says it could be that they both knew it was Hektish, but they didn't know that Hektish is an Aveira that you're going to get a carbon for and Mazed it Yichai Misa. So there's Divrei Harav because they knew something's not Peseder. But it's still called Shaygig Shaygig for Me'ila. You have to know when Hilchus Shkogis, there could be a Zazach. A guy knows Chil Shabbos is Usher, but he didn't know that it's Chayiv Misa. You could have a Shaygig like that. One other teretz I saw in the Tosfos Rid. Tosfos Rid says a fascinating thing. He says, when do you bring Me'ila? By a Shaygig or a Mazed? Let's say without a Shliach. Reuven himself. Reuven takes money and buys a coat. When do you bring a carbon Me'ila? Carbon Chayim Shashim? By Shaygig. Zot Tosfos Rid, you're right. 100% by Shaygig. He says, the rule is like this. You have to Ki'ilu say, if this case would have been Mazed, he would have been Chayiv Misa. And then, now that he's Shoygig, this is the din. You always have to litmus test it based on Mazed. Had it been mazid, there would have been a problem of divrei rav. So then you can't juxtapose back to shaygig. And you need a chiddush of yesh lichas b'mila. The madad for the shaygig is that kind of mazid. Yeah, but we still have to deal with the Rashis. And I want to say an interesting chiddush. Pnei Yeshua has a kasha in the sugya. Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. The Gemara Me'ila that we mentioned a few minutes ago, that by Me'ila this shlichus even with a cherish shite the katan monkey, as long as your objective was done. So he says, Bechlal, what's the Gemara getting hung up of ain't shlichus varavera? Divrei harav, you need a special chiddush. What do you mean? Me'ila is working with a whole deck of cards different. The rules are different. Pnei Yeshua mitches on this very much. So the emphasis, let me tell you something fascinating. I saw some achrayim want to say this. If you tell a 10-year-old to do something for you, to, something in kachim, eat some kachim, touch the kachim, sell the kachim, have enough from the kachim, do something with the kachim. Is there a meila when you tell a chereshet to do it? Yes. Which lam this? Avdin shlichus ayin. But what if you tell a 14-year-old to do it? So many achrayim say he's shlichus compatible. So then he's not in the avdin shlichus mode. Then it works like regular shlichus, and it's pashut. That's the rules. When you're dealing with a cheresh shayt v'kot, it works avdin shlichus sayu style. When you choose a real, genuine, legit shliach applicable person, then it works with regular shlichus. And then you have to come on to divrei rav, and you have to come on to chet chet, and you have to. But I want to give a different suggestion. The fascinating thing: when you go to a 14-year-old or a 24-year-old or any age level, someone that's a bardas and he's able to be a shliach, and you tell him to do eat or nene or buy or do something which is me'ilo, yeah. You know which mechanism is working? Both. Rabbi said, catch on, this is the crew. It's not an easy part. But if your mom is chapta kneshev, it's mamish, it's a simcha satayr. When you do me'ilu b'shlichus, you orchestrate that someone else should go buy something, eat something, touch something, nene from something, me'ilu in its various forms. And you send a gadol, both manit at the same time, you're also avdin shlichus sayinging him, and he's also being a shlich for you. And yes, by me'ila, what's the din? Yei shlichus b'me'ila. So who's going to get the me'ila, barring other unforeseen issues that might stop it? The mishaleach. The mishaleach will get the me'ila. He won't pay twice. Yeah, you don't pay two karbanos. Don't overdo the bar. But he's also your avdin shlichus sayunik. He's your monkey, chayre, shoit, the elephant thing that's lush on the Gemara, a kaif of pil, that put the erev chumen, that did it, and he's also your shlich. Now, here's the scam. You send someone to do shlichus of me'ila. And then, you were both shaygik. But then, all of a sudden, the mishaleach was nizkar. The mishaleach says, oh, yeah, broch, I forgot that it's hektish. Rashi in Chagiga says, why does everything, why all that broch, why is the whole thing fall through? What does Rashi say in Chagiga? Because Vibalti remembered he was Mabat. He didn't talk to you, he didn't send you a message, but even in his own room, he could say Bittel. The Oilam was misspoiled about that. Who says that works? But yes, you could do Bittel. That's Rashi's reason in the Chagiga. What is Rashi's reason on Daf Nun in Kiddushin? He says, no, the minute you're Niskar, you're amazing. We can't plunk Me'ila on amazing. Here, let me tell you in advance what I'm planning to do. Yeah. Let me tell the Oilam, man. If there are two Shlichasin that are going on at the same time, Shimon, the shliach, who has the money or the food or whatever he's doing, the shlichus that he's doing for the mila, he's also a avdin shlichusayu dika shliach, and he's also a genuine shliach. Watch. Rashi in Kedushin and Rashi in Chagiga made a shidduch. They're working in tandem. You need both reasons, but the plan is going to be, I'm going to explain why. I'm first giving you the structure. One of the Rashis is approaching the avdin shlichusayu reason, and one of them is approaching the shlichus reason, and there's an overlap. Either reason doesn't work for the other guy, and I'll explain why. You know, Rashi says in Chagiga, the minute the guy's nisgar, he says, oh, I'm a vatal the shlichus. By the way, why is he a vatal the shlichus? Because he doesn't want to...
He doesn't want it to happen.
Why doesn't he want... Well, it's not going to stop. The guy's going to buy the coat. What exactly doesn't want to happen? He knows the coat's going to be bought anyways. What exactly doesn't he want to happen? He's not naive. He knows the coat's going to be bought. What does he want? He doesn't want the Aveira. Now someone's going to... Who's going to get the Aveira instead?
He's not worried about
it. Okay, he's adding it for himself. If the Chenfin gets stiff, he doesn't care about that either. Interesting question. Okay. There's all kinds out there. Same thing, yeah.
He would be amazed if it happens. He knows the other guy is at least...
He'd rather Yen get him, Ila B'Shoik. He'll even pay him for the carbon. He doesn't want to get stiff with amazed. Well, he's not mamish amazed. You know what kind of amazed he is? He's an oinus. No... He's an oinus on the mazid.
He's an oinus.
No, but... I'm going, Avada. You can't track him down.
Maisa, he'll never get a kapara. So he wants someone that can
maybe,
get a kapara.
Maybe. And all that's going through his mind. And all that's going through his mind. Yeah, not everyone's a smart, but okay. But one second. So, Rashi Chagiga, when he was Nisker, he says, oh, yeah, bro, I know he's going to buy the coat anyways, but I want to be Mavatel him as a shliach. You know what kind of shliach you can be Mavatel? A shliach is the shliach. Avdin shlichusayu dik a shliach, you can't be Mavatel. If you understand the concept of avdin shlichusayu, it's if I set something in motion, so you let it be a monkey that's doing it. I set it in motion, it's my geshichte. You can't say, oh, yeah, I don't want it to happen. It's happening, it's in motion. You can't do bittel on avdin shlichusayu. Rashi and Chagig is only dealing with being Mavatel the shliach. So then you ask, okay, so he'll still get me because he was Abdin Shlichu Sayyid. That's where the other Rashi comes in. And Rashi says, he's not going to get plunked. He's not going to get plunked with Mi'ilah because since he was Nizkar, and by the time the coat was bought, he was in very much Nizkar mode. There's a very simple thing that you can't plunk Mi'ilah on someone who's amazing. And that reason works legit. So then you'll ask, okay, that was a reason by itself. Listen to a beautiful vart. Remember the Chassam said yesterday that there's this fascinating thing of how you understand the Shlichus, that a guy who's Fleshig or a Czar or Tomei or whatever, and he's trying to put what his Matthias is on the other guy. In the world of Shlichus, even if the Baal HaBayis, the original guy, is Mazed, he's Nisgar, he can still be plunked with a Mi'ilah B'Shagim. The same way a Kohen, we said yesterday, a Kohen can go up to Shemayim and be given the punishment, min Shemayim, the Aveira, on his whole list of Aveira that he did. He says on one day, on a Tuesday, you ate Truma as a Czar. He says, I ate Truma as a Czar, but I'm a Kohen. He says, no, you were Mamana, a Czar. He says, yeah, but I'm not a Czar. He says, no. He was a Tzar and ate Truma, and we plunked that on you. Yeah. He was a Shoygi, and we plunked that on you. Let me tell you something. In Avdin Shlichusayu, that's not true. In Avdin Shlichusayu, the Avdin Shlichusayu is you, then you have to really be a Shoygi. So Rashi in Kedushin Daf Nun is saying why you're not going to be Moyel, the first guy, Avdin Shlichusayu style. Why Avdin Shlichusayu style, you're not going to be Moyel? Because you're amazed, and as amazed, you can't be Moyel. Aye, but you can still be a Shliach. I was Mavat of the Shlichus. If you're Mavatel Shlichus, why don't I have to deal with the Avdin Shlichus Sayyid? You can't be Mavatel Avdin Shlichus Sayyid. But I finish. What?
That's when I appointed him.
Right,
and
you did.
You know, by that, I was based on my appointment, and now I don't have to deal with someone being Mavatel.
100%! I hinted to it, let me say it for Farish. Rashi and Chagiga only applies by Nizkar, not by Mezid Mitchila. By Mezid Mitchila, like this Shtikal Torah, let's squeeze out the Chiddush Otzim was saying, he will be Moyel. Mezid Shoygi, he will be Moyel, al Shlichus, because you take the Shigagas Mi'ilah that the other guy did and plunk it on him, even though he's amazing Mitchila. Yes, that, as I state in Rashi and Chagiga L'chayra. Rashi says it's only by Nisgar. We said yesterday there might be cases when Nisgar will be significant.
I have the opposite question, which is the opt-in side of the equation.
Yeah.
It's so relevant when he set the thing in motion that he was a Shoygi then, so why would Nisgar achieve it?
What happens at the end. Meaning, what you're setting in motion is this, but what you're setting in motion is that in the end you have an oinus. I don't know if he's going to be Chai Misi, he's an oinus taka. We asked him, but he's going to be a Mila B'Mason. There's another Shiloh. Who is Moyel in this case? After we elaborately explained that Reuven's the first guy, why is he not Moyel? He was Matan L'Slichos, he's amazing, he can't get sticked with a Mila. So who is Moyel? The shliach. I have a question. I think the chenveni should be moyel. The shliach should be also able to opt out. You know why? He should say, "It's not me. I'm just the shliach." Oh, so Rashi and Chagiga l'chayra maybe is taking care of that. There's even those that say that that's the only thing Rashi was bavarning. Rashi wasn't bavarning in Chagiga why Reuven's not moyel. He wants to know why Shimon can't opt out. But okay, that's a good shot. One second, barring that option, well, he was mezid mitchilim. What would be another reason why the shliach can't say, I don't want to be moyel, let the chen be moyel. I'm opting out because I'm a shliach. So careful. I'll switch to the shlichus. I'll shlichus b'me'ila or I'll shlichus b'gittin. I'll shlichus b'me'ila. You can only say you're a shliach for me'ila if you're going to give him me'ila. And he's amazed. He's not going to get me'ila. But what I'm asking is, why isn't there shlichus of shaygi? And let him be a shliach b'negei that he shouldn't get me'ila. Who are you going to plunk the me'ila on? It's a bomb cash. So the next time, the guy that sells the sandwich, the first sandwich, go on. Until someone buys the shekel, what?
He knows.
It could be. There's a lot of Torah on the Rashi for that also, but it could be Rashi and Chagiga was burning that as well. I don't know enough of me. I'm missing the ideas. I don't know. Okay, Rabbi, see, we're going right there. As a matter of fact, we're going to even get to Daf Mem Gimel. The Gemara says, Me'il is an exception to the rule, even though we established that Ein Shlichut V'Aveira, and what was the Gemara's example? Hezek, Ishter Mazik, Tashlumei Hezek. Who pays if someone makes a Shlich to do Hezek? The Shlich V'Poyol, not the Mishaleach. Ein Shlichut V'Aveira. What's an exception to that rule? Me'ilah. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? Let's learn, V'Nelef Mina. Let's learn out from Me'ilah at the Kol HaTorah Kula, Yei Shlichut V'Aveira. Says the Gemara, no. Mishum Tav Me'ilah V'Shlichas Yad, Shnek Sumam Kecha, V'Chos Nek Sumam Kecha, Neim Alamdim. Me'ilah Hodam Oren, Shlichas Yad Ma'i Netanyam. Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Be'Sham Mer Melchayv, Al HaMachshav, Kemaisa, Be'Silla, Me'Nechayv, Atch Yishlich Bayad. Shnei Mer Melcholach Yodoy. Amr Be'Sham Mer Be'Silla, Vayne Mer Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Amr Lehem Be'Silla Be'Sham, Vayne Mer Melcholach Yodoy. Amr Be'Sham Mer Be'Silla, Lehem Ken Al Kol Dvar Pesha, Lomali, Shiyach Alein Yolahu, Amr Le'Avdoy, Le'Shlucha Minayin, Tamadoy Mer Al Kol Dvar Pesha. Hanich Le'Be'Silla, Be'Sham Mer Mukul Le'Hai Krov, Be'Machshav, Kemaisa, Ne'Lef Minay, back to the question, Lona from Yilo. Mishum Dav Me'ilah Tvicha Mechir, Shnei Sum Mab Kechva, Shnei Sum Mab Kechva, Neim Alamdin, Me'ilah Hadamar, Tvicha Mechir, Amahi, Amat Oin Tvicha Mechir, I'm doing Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad, introduction. If a guy's a Shoymer, Chinom, what's he chayv on? Pshia. If there's Gneva of Aveda or Oinis, Pata. But if a Shoymer was Shaleach Yad, what does it mean Shaleach Yad? What does it mean? Used it, like used it up. If he used it up, so it's over, then just pay. He obviously used it, or wanted to use it, or did something with it, but not only is it a Kili, not only, it's still here. If a Shoymer was Shaleach Yad, used it, and then he puts it back, and then he puts it back, and then an Oinus happens, Chayiv.
Not just like
what? It's a big Shiloh what exactly he has to do. As a matter of fact, let me even get some basics. Beishame holds it's enough if he just has a Machshava. He just has to think that he wants to use it. Big Machlekes Rishenim. Some say Machshava, some say Dibor. Rashi here says Machshava oy Dibor. Mashma Machshava also. Rashi and Baba Metzia, Mem Gimel. By the way, the main Sugya of Shlichas Yad is in the end of Perak HaMafkid. The last three blot of Hamafkid, and it's the big sugi of Shlichas Yad. That's the main place where it is. Over there, Rashi says, Dibor. As a matter of fact, Rashi over there says, you know, it has to, Dibor has to be, you have to say in front of Aden. I mean, otherwise, how do we know you were Shlichas Yad? You have to say in front of Aden, I am planning to use this Pekadim. And the Rashash says, why does he have to say it in front of Aden? Let him say, even if you need Dibor and not Machshava, let him say it in the privacy of his own home. And then he'll be Moidatus that he did that. Meaning, if a guy has a Pekadim, then Oinus happens, and the Bayim comes back and says, listen, I'm terribly sorry, Oinus and I'm Potter, but I want to be honest, I want to admit, a few days ago I had a fleeting thought that I was going to plan to use it.
You know
what I mean? Not Mason, I don't know if it's Mason. They pay money. The Ellis to pay. I hear. I'm not exactly sure which lav it is, just to have the machshava of that you're going to use it. But Beishame holds even the machshava slash dibor in front of Adim or not, and you admit, and then you're a shleich yad. How does Beishame know that the shlichus yad even be dibor? I called Dvar Pesha. Beisila says no. Shlichas Yad needs a Maisa. Why? Shalach Yodoy. What does Beishame do with the pasuk of Shalach Yodoy? The Gemara doesn't ask that. The Gemara only asks the other way. So let me tell you. The Achrayim say that even Beishame's din of Machshav, it's only that you chayiv in Oinsin. But Avada, it's not Kinyon Exil yet. And Avada, you can't be kind of a Shinoi. And Avada Beishame's moigut that there's also a level of Shlichas Yad B'Yodayim, and it's not for now, but yes, Beishame has a Shlichas Yad B'Yodayim and a Shlichas Yad B'Dibur. But at the other end, Beis Hillel said no, Shlichas Yad is only when it's B'Yodayim. So, Frek Tigmar, so what does it mean not called Dvar? Moirik, Zok Beis Hillel, Oribu Yakra, Im Omer La'avdai Oy L'Shlucha. So listen to a case. You went and told your Eved, Yad Eved, Yad Rabbi, I guess, something like that, or a Shliach, and you said to the Shliach, you be Shliach Yad. And the shliach was shliach yad, and then didn't use it up and put it back. Who's going to be chayiv in oinsin? The shoymer, the original shoymer, the mishaleach. Why? I ain't shliach l'dvar aveira. That's the gzeiras hakosef. Now it's fascinating. Which word does Beishame, Beis Hillel learn out this yisoid that even though you weren't shliach yad, but since your shliach was shliach yad because of you, for you, because you told him to, so you're going to be chayiv al shlichus. Which word?
Dvar
Pesha. Now it's a fascinating ka'ara. He's paying oinus because of the words that he said. He's paying because he was shaleach yad, that there was a yodi arichta, yichas amaisa, yodi. Shteita der her, Shlichas is the dibor. You know, I kept on hinting to you when you hire the hitman, it could be that and you're going to get killed, like the man yomer that the shlichas meretzicha, it's for the dibor. The dibor of telling him to be shaleach yad, that's the shlichus. He interacted to your dibor. It's fascinating that the makar of shlichus is from the word dibor. Now, to get to the ikar nekuda. What?
It's the same thing as his achshav of shlichus.
Yeah, but that was in Beishamai and this is in Beis Hillel. That's exactly the point.
I don't mean it's either him shaleach yad to be a dying, might be the same thing as when he tells us that.
Exactly, but the difference is, like Beis Shammai, and I know you're not talking about it, but like Beis Shammai, the etzem fact that there's a deeper even not to an eved, on your own, in front of Eidim, or the Rishah says you don't even need that, but you said you're going to do it. In Beis Hillel, that would be nothing. That's Lufthisha. But in Beis Hillel, when you told the guy to do it, and not Sam, and he did it, don't forget. Like Beis Hillel, if you told him but he didn't do it, there's no Shlichas Yad. You told him and he did it. And if out of this alumnus of Shluchas Shalodim, Kemoisa, Yichas Amaisa, Kiloasa, Yad Yarichta, Bechule, 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 Bechule. But what triggered all that off? He didn't do it. He was sleeping. He could even be Nishtate. There's probably a Machlekes Rambam and Torah about that. What if the guy was Nishtate at the moment of the Shlichas Yad? What? His deeper triggered it. And I called Varm. That's what we learned it out from. So now we have two Averis that have Shlichas Var Avera, Mi'ila and Shlichas Yad. But only like Beis Hillel, because like Beis Shammai, Shlichas Yad is a whole different thing. It's Machshava Bet Luchud. Machshava, Dibur, but not, you know, not Shlichas. So the Gemara is going to say, you're right, but there's a third one. There's Mi'ila and Tvicha Mechira. The objective here is to get the snakes in one path. But we're still on Shlichas Yad. There's a fascinating Sma. The Ksais brings the Sma. We brought the Ksais to the Marm Chaim. The Gariches, let me say this Sma. Basically, in the Gemara it says, if Reuven, who's a Shomer, well, consistent with the names, if Reuven, in the previous case he was the Gizkar, if Reuven is a Shomer, and he's not B'yodayim Shaleach Yad, but B'dibor, he tells Shimon to go be Shaleach Yad, and Shimon, in fact, is Shaleach Yad, and then Shimon gingerly puts it back, and then an oinus happens. Who's Chayef? Reuven, the Mishaleach, right? Well, Zeo, this Ma says different. This Ma says Shimon pays. Only if Shimon has no money, or Shimon's not a bar chiyuva, or not a bar das, or various other minias why Shimon can't pay, then and only then do we say that now it goes to the Mishaleach. And everyone, the Shach, the Ksois, the Gansa Oilam, gets a little bit, I thought by Shlichas Yad we hold Yesh Shlichas. If you hold Yesh Shlichas, I mean, we didn't do this yet, but if there's Yesh Shlichas on a Ritzicha and you hire someone to make a Shlich someone to do a Ritzicha, so who's going to be Chayiv Misa? Who's going to get Sayif in the Bezdin? No, if you hold Yesh Shlichas Bar Aveir. If you hold Yesh Shlichas Bar Aveir, the Mishalech, and if the Mishalech is not available, then you go to the Shlichas. No, if there's Shlichas, there's Shlichas. Where do we see this concept? That maybe there's Shlichas, but first it goes to the guy that Poyle arsons it. Oh, I just left, yeah? Tysus Rid.
Yeah, I burnt it when I said arson.
Tysus Rid is not the Sma. I'll explain. Tosfos Rid is in the Havamina when the Gemara genuinely thought Yesh Shlichas Var Aveira, and the Tosfos Rid says, yeah, that by Nezikin, we're actually going to first go to the literal arson, and only then we go back. Is Tosfos Rid a local din in Baba Kama, or is he a Sayyid and understanding Shlichas? We declared, he's left declared, but it has nothing to do with this Sma. This Sma is talking about a Shlichas Yad where there's a Beferish Xeris Akasav. We already know Ain Shlichas Var Aveira, and there's a special Xeris Akasav that, yeah. So what do you mean? If he's not a Bar Chiyuva, it backs up on him. Where did you get that from? Zog the Shach. Pshat on the Sma. Because Be'etzim, there really shouldn't be Shlichas, because Divrei Arava, Divrei Atama, Divrei Mishoimin. Only in a weird case, when he's not a Bar Chiyuva, and you bypass the Divrei Arava thingy, then and only then do you say Shlichas by Shlichas Yad. But it's a wonder. It's mamish a wonder. Comes the Ksois and Simon Reish Sadi Beis, and he says, a moiridik a chidish. And he says the following. How many Averis do we know have Shlichas by Yesh Shlichas Var Avera? When we get to the Maskana. Three. Mi'ila, Shlichas Yad. Rabbi Yashiv Shchidis by Truman. In the Gemara itself, yeah. And Tzvicha Mechir. There's a Rambam in Hilchas Mi'ila. Loi matzanu b'chol ha'toy rekula Shlichas Var Avera. Ela b'mi'ila levada. The only Avera that has Shlichas Var Avera is Mi'ila. And everyone looks at this Rambam, and it's Mamash Apella. Everyone talks about this Rambam. Loi matzinu b'chol ha'toy rekula Shlichas Var Avera. Ela b'mi'ila levada. I thought there's two other ones. Now, it's a big wonder. Everyone talks about it. Zok t'ksois, a big chiddush. Zok t'ksois, the emes is, there's only Shlichas by Mi'ila. It's the only one. By Shlichas Yad, when you tell someone else to be Shaleach Yad, I'm not Beis Shammai, but when you tell someone else to be Shaleach Yad and he actually was, it happened, you know? It's a cousin of Avnei Shlichusai over Mi'ila, but I don't want to go there now. It's just, it happened. You know, when a guy steals, how much does he pay? Kefil. If he shechts it, he pays more. How much does he pay? 4 to 5. Why? Because he was Nishtarish Pechet. He really fartifed his Geneva. You know what? What if he didn't shecht it? Someone else shecht it. So he thought, that also pratiqued his Geneva. It's not Shlichus. It's not Shlichus. Really, 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 it's just And that's Pshat HaNisma. Avada, if the guy was Shaleach Yad Shimon, Avada, first and foremost, Shimon is Chayiv. If Shimon doesn't have money, he's not a Bar Chiyuva, then it goes back on him. Because it's not really Shlichus, because the real Chiddush of Shlichus Dvar Aveira is only by one Aveira only. By Ni'ila. That's a big refresh of the Ksais. What? Where's the snake soup? The Ksais asks, we have to deal with that tomorrow. I want to talk about that. But then the Ksais comes and says something. I want to say something else to the Velt. There's a different gear here in the Rambam. And it's a big problem. The Rambam really here in Me'ila is talking about a different thing. Rabbi said there are three Averis that have Yesh Lichat Var Avera. Most other Averis don't. What if you tell someone to do an Avera that's a combo? Two Averis. I'll give you an example. You tell someone to do Me'ila in the Hektish on the seventh shelf over there. There's some Bussar of Hektish which has Me'ila. But it also has another Avera. The example given that the Rambam's talking about here is that it's also from a carbon oila. Now there's another thing besides an ila. Carbon oila, you're not supposed to have an oil, you're supposed to be marketed around the Mizbeach, and it's an aveira to eat it, use it, nene from it. You sent a shliach to eat that piece of meat. So how many aveiras are chalked up on it? Two. Mi'ila, and the new aveira of oila. I'm torn. Mitzadim, Reuven told Shimon, go be nena, eat that basar. On Mi'ila, what should be the din? Als the rules of Yeshlich Varavera? The Meshaleach. Als Oila, what should be the din? Yeshlich. I have three choices. Either somehow the Ein Shlich Varavera of Oila overrides and makes it no Shlichus at all. Or Yeshlich Varavera of Mi'ila should pull it the other way. Or maybe, this is maybe Tifalam this, but maybe in Yichas HaMaisa we can take a very sharp knife and say, for Mi'ila the Meshlich is for Oila not. What is taked in? You know, there's another example we're going to have to talk about still. If you make a shlicha to shecht, a ganav makes a shlicha to shecht, but he tells him to shecht it on Shabbos. So now, lagavi chil Shabbos, ein shlicha dvar avera. Lagavi dal v'hei yei shlicha dvar avera. Can I split the two? So this is a huge topic I'm going to talk about tomorrow, but let me tell you something, Rabbi Yisai. The ktsois was the spall that the Rambam said, lo yimotzinu b'chol ha-toyra kul, shlicha dvar avera, ela v'me'ila. And we said, what do you mean? There's also shlichas yad and tvicha mechira? And he said, no, shlichas yad and tvicha mechira is just a shmir. That's not what's going on over here. The Rambam says something else. Lo yimotzinu shlichas dvar avera v'me'ila, ela kishihila vada, v'lo yishkishis arav ima isracher. He's talking about this new topic. What if me'ila gets mixed with another one? You could talk about it by Tavach HaMachar also. Tavach HaMachar on Shabbos. Shlichas Yad on Shabbos. I think the Ksois had a different gears than the Rambam. He read it. Lo yimatzina b'chal atar v'kul v'shlichat v'ar v'era elo b'me'ila b'lvat. U b'lvat shlo yisar v'sarach. He pashit had the word b'lvat twice. So he took out also this other idea. But the truth is it didn't say that there. The Rambam only says, but Akapanim, that's what the Ksois wanted to do with the Sma. What's in the gay for us? We have to work out a lot of cases of a combo. What do you do if you have something that is supposed to have shliach sanan? And I'll leave you with one fascinating question, which we're going to talk about tomorrow. You make a shliach to do a kedusha, which is an avera, to mekadosh a mamzer, or a koyin to be mekadosh a grusha. So is there shliach advar avera? Is he going to get the avera? One second. Is he going to get the avera? Why? Because ain't shliach advar avera. But is the kedusha? One second. Let me ask the question. Is the kedushin going to be chal? This is also a combo. What do you do by a combo when you have a dual shlichus topic agenda thing, and one of them has the rule that yesh shlichus, and one of them has the rule ain shlichus? How do you deal with that? We will.